AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
Now in the Green Scene, how cocoa and tea may be good for your vascular health, but first, wheat that makes its own fertilizer. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What an extraordinary idea.
I know, and I mean, fertilizer is a big issue. I mean, we've had a lot of discussions here in Ireland about
nitrates, all of that.
But all over the world, I mean, we use an incredible amount of energy and resource to create fertilizer. And that's nitrogen-based fertilizer, and it's used to produce all of our big crops. And it's hugely expensive. I mean, in the US, they spend close to $36 billion on fertilizers. Here, we probably spend around $120 million. So that's all money coming out of farmers' pockets. And of course, when we put the nitrogen into the soil, most of the fertilizer gets washed away.
It can only absorb so much
Only about 30 to 50% gets absorbed. So then we're getting all of the issues that we've spoken about before, like algae blooms in water, damage to our waterways. So it's a big issue. And scientists at the University of California have taken a really novel approach to look at it. And in a way, they were inspired by other plants, things like peas, and which can actually attract bacteria, create an environment in the soil where bacteria can fix nitrogen. So they're doing the work of the fertilizer.
Okay.
So crops like wheat and corn and rice can't do that. So what the researchers did was they looked at nearly 3,000 chemicals that are made naturally by wheat, and they identified 20 that actually created an environment around the plant's roots that encouraged bacteria to naturally fix
nitrogen. But obviously they don't do enough of it replace artificial fertilisers.
Absolutely. But they found one particularly, which is called apigenin, which seemed to be particularly good at encouraging what we call a biofilm, which is essentially sort of a layer of slime around the roots. But there's no oxygen there, and that's the environment the bacteria like to create the nitrogen. So what they focused on this apigenin, and they used that CRISPR technology we've all heard about, which is a very specific gene editing tool where you go into, you have a very accurate search, you find only the gene you want to edit, and then you sort of turn up the amount that the plant is producing. And what they found was when they created wheat that was naturally producing much more apigenin, it grew far better than wheat without it. It essentially seemed to replicate the impact of nitrogen.
So what's happening? It's taking nitrogen from the air.
From the soil, yeah. It's in the air, it's in the soil, exactly. Yeah. It's in the environment anyway. But this biofilm essentially creates an oxygen-free environment around the roots, which is very conducive to the bacteria that fix oxygen and fertilise the plant. So it's a really, really interesting study. And of course, the researchers are very interested in the potential benefits. I mean, one, when you think about farmers in the developed world, this is potentially a way to cut a huge amount of cost out of their system. And we know farmers all over the world are struggling with cost. But I mean, if this could be produced again in some sort of reasonable cost way, it's also potentially very important in the developing world where fertilizers.
The question is, who would own this? I mean, if it's going to be patented by some company, then it becomes expensive for the farmer every year to plant this stuff.
So the University of California have filed a patent, and some of the work was funded by Bayer Crop Science. So we need to see what will happen. But this sort of opens up a whole debate, which we kind of had very badly maybe 20 years ago about ownership of these kind of plants. And I think we do need to have a public debate. I mean, back to public good. Some of these, often they're funded by public research initially.
Yeah.
So we need to come up with ways that they can be made available, because this could be a potentially very good thing for farmers' pockets and for the climate.
And for the climate. All right. Now, moving on to our second topic, cocoa and tea, and how that might improve your vascular health.
I mean,
even if you are a couch potato.
Even if you're a couch potato. Again, this is kind of nature's bounty, and how there's amazing things out in nature that are really very good for us. And actually, at the core of it is nitrogen as well, which we'll come to. So we all know we spend a lot of time sitting. Many people listening to us might be sitting right now. And in Ireland, we spend over 7 hours a day on average sitting. You know,
I mean, if you're in the office, for example, you've got... And say it's a 7-hour day, that's 7 hours where a lot of the time you'll be sitting. You might be going to the photocopier or the loo or whatever, doing a bit of walking, but a lot of sitting.
But of course,
then the telly.
Exactly. Our recreation is sitting. Sometimes our commuting is sitting. So all of that. And we know that that sitting is bad for us. So even sitting for a couple of hours impacts how well the blood is flowing around our body. And that's because the thin lining of our cell walls, of our arteries and things, they respond. When you sit down, the blood pools. And actually, it's nitric oxide is a signal in us to tell our blood vessels to stay flexible. And that signal gets turned off because it's turned on by the flow of blood moving through our arteries.
Which is why walking is so good for you.
Exactly. So this is research in Birmingham where the researchers decided to look to see, well, is there anything that we could do to help mitigate this issue based on what we eat? And they did a well-designed study. They had 40 men. They didn't use women because the estrogen cycle does impact on how your blood vessels function.
Okay, so it'd be difficult maybe to measure
exactly.
It precisely.
So they had 20 men. One of them, 40 men, 20 were very fit, 20 had quite low levels of fitness. And they brought them in a couple of times to do the same thing, which was to drink something. They had a cocoa drink that was very high in flavanols, which are these polyphenols we find in plants, and a drink that tasted exactly the same that had no polyphenols. And what they found was when the men sat down, if they had drunk the drink, which had a high level of polyphenols and flavonoids, really their blood flow, it was like they hadn't sat at all. Now, there was still some negative impacts on things like their blood pressure, but in terms of their blood flow and that signalling to their arteries to keep that flexibility, it was like they hadn't sat at all.
So tell us, what are the drinks we need to take?
But just to say, as you said, it didn't make any difference whether they were the couch potatoes or the very fit people. So fitness on its own was not protective. So if you didn't have the flavonols and you were very fit, you weren't protected. So it was very much the drink that was doing. So, I mean, raw cocoa, we want to be drinking 2 tablespoons of raw cocoa powder would have enough flavanol to mimic what was in this experiment. You can also get it from stone fruits, dark berries, green and black tea. You have to have a bit more of those. Dark chocolate is great, but you have to. One thing I learned from doing this is there's something called Dutch processing of chocolate where they add alkali to it to make it taste smoother. So it's often seen on premier chocolate brands. But actually, it gets rid of all 90% of the flavanols. So we need to look for don't look for Dutch processing. Look for raw chocolate, less processed chocolate. But again, dark chocolate, anything over 70% is likely to have flavonoids. 50 grams of chocolate will give you the amount of flavanol that
you need.
Might
do other things to you, but anyway. Yeah, I'm looking at my coffee, no flavanols in that.
No, you've got to switch to tea, Pat.
All right. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.